East Anchorage Assemblymember Paul Honeyman led the charge to stop the Chester Creek realignment from moving forward. He argued assembly members should vote against a resolution to move ahead with the project, which would move a creek, opening up a piece of land at the corner of Muldoon and DeBar for development.
The community has spoken many, many times loudly and clearly. I don't believe I need to tell any one of you that they really would prefer to have the entire section there as a community park, a town square park, if you will, in Muldoon.
Honeyman pleaded for more time for community members to air their concerns about the project and to propose alternatives. Assemblymember Chris Birch argued the project would be in jeopardy of losing funding if the assembly did not act.
The municipality made a significant public investment, and MLMP did as well on this property. The plan has been set out here for realignment. It's actually been, the position has pretty well been fixed by the construction and the development that's happened on the west side of Muldoon in this area as far as the creek location. So I think postponement just further delays the program here. I think it's the grant money is important to bring to the cause, and I'm a no vote on postponement.
He was backed by the municipal manager, George Fekalis.
This project goes way back in history. It's been on the books for many years. We do know that there were several different alignments that were looked at over the years. This is the preferred, this is the one that was agreed upon by all as far as the federal agencies and the state agencies.
Assemblymember L.V. Gray Jackson said that leading up to Tuesday's assembly meeting, her email inbox was inundated with emails asking her to vote to postpone the matter.
And we've also heard from Representative Peterson and Senator Wilikowski asking us to do the same. Yes, it's been on the books for a long time and it's been out there in the community, but the community has changed. There are people who are in our community now, that particular community, who were not there in the past.
In the end, the resolution to move ahead with the Chester Creek realignment passed 6-5. The passage of the resolution is troubling to Stu Grenier, who is a board member of the Northeast Community Council.
There's just the potential for Muldoon to be something more than what current powers to be envision it, but unfortunately we got the people who don't live there making the decisions.
Grenier says the Northeast Community Council isn't giving up on the park.
It really helps having a central park of sorts to have a concept of community.
And they'll hold a tour of the controversial property to garner support at the end of the month. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.